It's been an interesting week for financial markets. The most striking development, in our opinion, is the fact that the market is back to pricing two full rate cuts from the Fed in 2024, and yet the dollar has held up relatively well considering. There is a worry that we are getting to a place where bad news is actually bad news for markets. And with that said, the dollar is retaining its bid because of its lure as a flight to safety asset. At the same time, we've also seen a big shift in Eurozone sentiment in the aftermath of the European election fallout, which has opened some very clear selling in the euro, weighing on the broader currency market and also accounting for the added dollar demand. But the fallout hasn't been limited to the Eurozone. In Canada, there's also been a notable shift in sentiment, with the market significantly pricing up odds for a July rate cut from the Bank of Canada. And earlier today, the Bank of Japan was out doing nothing to appease any hawkish expectations, with the central bank leaving rates on hold while disclosing there would be no change in the amount of its monthly bond buys. Looking ahead, key standouts on the calendar for the remainder of the day come from Eurozone trade, ECB speak, Canada manufacturing sales, Canada wholesale sales, and Michigan sentiment. That's all for now.